California's recreational pot marketplace is open for business. Already sales are booming. Take yesterday, for example. Marijuana sales jumped more than 300% above last month's daily average. That's according to the company GreenBits, which tracks pot sales. Of course, last month, only the sale of medicinal marijuana was legal in the state. Now, even in its early days, it is becoming clear that legal recreational marijuana is for sale in stores that don't look much like the stores of old. Francis Anderton is here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hello, Francis.
Hello, Steve.
Happy New Year to you, by the
way. And to you, too.
We have had medicinal stores, medicinal pot shops for years here in Los Angeles. How are these recreational shops any different?
Well, even some of the medicinal stores were already starting to make a transition in terms of their appearance. But now what we're seeing is stores that really could be, you know, compared to wine stores or very fancy eyeglass stores. For example, one that got a lot of press yesterday was a store in West Hollywood called MedMen. This has floor-to-ceiling glass. It has iPads sitting on walnut display tables. It has cannabis strains that are displayed in transparent round containers that have a magnifying glass for you to, you know, bring up to larger scale for closer inspection. Their owners refer to it as the Apple store of weed. They've said they want people to feel like they're shopping at Nordstrom's, not in some seedy, dingy dispensary. They got a lot of press, but there are other outlets that are going for the same kind of look.
I guess you could call this high retail, right? We're not going to see those green crosses, by the way. Or are we? The green crosses and the pot leaves on the signs. That's what we saw with medicinal shops.
Sure. And the pot leaf finds its way in very discreet ways into most designs, I think, that you're seeing for many of these outlets. The green cross is not so necessary because, as you've pointed out, we're transitioning from medical to recreational. What is very clear is that this is happening top to bottom through the branding of marijuana. We've got the storefronts, but we've also got the packaging. We've got the online websites. We have Snoop Dogg bringing in Pentagram, a very famous global design company, to rebrand. We have even Bob Marley's heirs. They've launched a company. It's called Marley Naturals. If you go to their website, you'll see these glossy photographs of trays and pipes made of lovely woods. And the caption reads, "Sustainably sourced woods are at the heart of Marley Natural's black walnut collection of smoking accessories."
You know, it's interesting because we have all these shops that are opening up, right? Very, very slowly here at the beginning of the year. Who are the targeted customers of these businesses? Who are they going after?
White suburbanites, folks who typically would not have dropped in on a head shop, you know, to get their hit. They're looking for the audience that they didn't have, and it's millions and millions of Americans.
Let's say you would like to buy some marijuana, Francis, and maybe the style, the design at MedMen isn't your thing. Where else can you go?
That's a very good question, Steve, because there is a cannabis culture that some of us grew up with, and it is kind of weird to suddenly find it being sold in a place that looks more like an Apple store. There's a woman who's already blazed a trail in this industry. She's designed quite a few fancy dispensaries. She's called Megan Stone. She also spoke at this conference, this West Edge Design Conference last year. And this is what she had to say about exactly that question. One of the dispensaries she designed is called Level Up.
The cannabis industry is huge, and there is space in the strata for the dumpy, seedy shop on the corner and the Level Ups of the world. Just like in the coffee world, some people still love going into 7-Eleven and going back to the bun coffee pot and pouring their cup of coffee from there, and we'll never step foot into these swanky coffee shops that write letters in the foam on the top of your lattes.
Just like other retail, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But definitely it's all about changing the experience of this drug.
And as you coined, and you may not have realized it, Francis, they are trailblazers. Francis Anderton, today's DNA on ATC. Francis, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.